Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor-publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, quotes, insights, debates, discussions, lessons covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, we're back. We're back with Indiana Jones' dad, as we were in last episode, in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. So what does Professor Henry Jones have to tell us today? Here's a quote. "I suddenly remembered my Charlemagne. Let my armies be the rocks and the trees and the birds in the sky." Close quote. This struck me. I've seen that movie so many times. It happens to be my favorite Indiana Jones movie, just barely edging out Raiders of the Lost Ark. So I've seen this movie, probably 100 times. And it struck me, there's a lesson here for all of us that we might be able to take away, right? And lessons really are found everywhere. And that's the point of this point, of this quote. Here you have a professor of literature. He's with his archaeologist son, Indiana Jones. They're being attacked by a plane, being shot at by a Nazi plane. And Indy's out of options. He's got no bullets left in his gun. They're standing on a beach. What are they possibly going to do? The plane's coming around for another dive, another run. And suddenly it dawns on Indy's dad, on Henry Jones Sr., what to do. And he slams his bag into his son's hand, pulls out the umbrella, and he starts opening and closing the umbrella, making some sort of animal-like noise, running into these birds on the beach. He scares the birds, gets them moving, they fly in the air, and the plane hits the birds, crashes into a hillside, right? So here is a lesson from Charlemagne, right? From this professor. And he uses it, he puts it in action in a war, right? There's something to take away here. There are lessons to be learned in life in so many avenues, right? So many areas. But even if we zero in on our career, our business, you might be surprised where you'll find lessons that you can take away and learn something about how to run your business, what actions to take, how to treat your people. So move beyond, you know, the narrow, I mean, I don't want to sound too, you know, move beyond your focus to other areas. And I would say this to a lot of people in Silicon Valley, because I think I see evidence of too narrow a focus in life and business there right now. But be expansive in the things that you read and the things that you consider. And I think you'll find that you'll have a richer experience in your career, for your business, and most certainly for life in general. So there's a little lesson from Henry Jones Sr. Thanks for listening. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. I hope you'll check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com, the Disney Planner, the To-Do List Solutions over there. Also, my fiction work, my thrillers, mysteries, historical fiction. There are 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels right now, more coming. Cathedral and Alliance of St. Michael novel is the first in a series, more coming. You can get Kindle and paperback editions of those at Amazon.com. Signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Also, please grab my weekly Economist books as well. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this, and have a magically productive day.